Matthew chapter number 15. And, while you're turning there, I do again thank the Lord for all the good choir singing and special singing, the testimonies that have been done. Everything has been done for the glory of the Lord. And I desire your prayers just for a few moments this morning that the Lord would direct my heart and my thoughts in these passages of Scripture. We'll begin reading at verse number 21 of St. Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went thence, departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. His disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread, to cast it to dogs. She said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I want to look at this story of this woman of Canaan today. And what I want to preach about this morning for just a few minutes is the greatest need of this woman's life. The greatest need of this woman's life. And I thought an awful lot about Mother's Day being today, and moms and the lives of many women right here in this church, in our community, round about us, and the needs that each of them have, the lives that each of them live. A lot of times we don't know exactly what's going on in the lives of people. There may have been a lot of people knew this woman of Canaan, but maybe they didn't know she had a daughter that was grievously vexed of a devil. She had a great need in her life. She wanted her daughter to have help. Maybe tried to get her daughter help. To no avail. Remember, she's a woman of Canaan. I thought about this first verse of verse 22 and trying to look at everything that is involved in every word. This woman of Canaan. This woman was surrounded by much wickedness and ungodliness, many false gods. many temples of strange gods, strange sacrifices, and strange worship in high places. This woman was used to the gods of Dagon and the Syrophoenician gods and all manner of gods throughout Canaan. And this woman, no doubt, maybe, she is a daughter of Canaan. She is a woman of Canaan. Certainly it means that when you saw her, you knew that she is a Canaanitish woman. Everything about them said who they were in the day that she's living in. You can tell if someone was an Israelite or a Canaanite. You can tell by so many things, but especially by their mannerisms, by where they go, and the gods they worshiped, and the prayers they prayed, the language that they used. This woman was a definite woman of Canaan, but her daughter was vexed with the devil, grievously vexed of the devil, and no doubt none of these gods, because they're not gods at all, could help this woman. People try to find strange relief today in the odd things, things that are very mysterious to the eye of a carnal man or a woman, but they're of no avail. They're of simply no avail. There is no power. There is no life in it. Are you listening? And there she was, the same way, trying to find help, but she had heard, no doubt, like many others had heard, that Jesus was passing her way today. I have thought an awful lot about that song here the last few days. I remember my grandparents singing it in church years ago, how that Jesus is passing this way today. He is passing this way today, and He ever stands ready to save you. Take all your burdens away. You remember that song? Some of you older ones remember that song? Well, she has found out that Jesus is passing her way today. And she came out of the same coast. She lived there in Canaan. She's a daughter of Canaan, a woman of Canaan. She wasn't anywhere else. She was in Canaan. She came out of the coast of Canaan. That was her home. That's where her daughter was raised. That's where her daughter became vexed. That's where she tried to find help. But she had heard about the Son of David. The Son of David. It's amazing to me when she had cried upon Him, "Have mercy on me." She said, "Oh Lord, Thou Son of David." It makes me think that she knows a little bit about the history of the Jewish people and the God that they serve. She's like the woman at the well. You know, she knows how her fathers worshiped in the mountain and how they're different, strangely different from the Jews. And she knows the Jews' belief. Well, she knew that this man was the Son of David, known as the Son of David. And she cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Thou Son of David." Thou Son of David. She knew that Jesus was her hope. She knew that if this man was indeed the Son of David, that He was King of Kings. That He was Lord of Lords. And she said, "Have mercy on me, O Lord."
She's going to make him her Lord right then and there. Whether or not she knew how, whether or not she knew he would respond back, she cried out to him, "Have mercy on me." That was her need of that day, was mercy from the Lord. Mercy from the Lord. I'm glad our Lord shows mercy today. I'm glad He's a merciful God, a merciful Lord and Savior. When everybody else will not show mercy, He is mercy. He gives mercy and shows mercy and bestows mercy upon those that are merciless. Among those that are merciless. Have mercy upon me. She had not found any mercy. Nobody had had mercy on her. You know, it's amazing to me how that someone can get in a bad way and in a bad shape that people will say, well, it's your own fault. You got yourself into that and you can get yourself out of it. I'm not going to help. Well, the matter is that they can't help you like He can help you. Amen. Nobody can help you the way He can help you. Even the disciples, they said, she's come to us and she's bothering us. Would you please send her away? They couldn't help her. Even the disciples of the Lord had no mercy for her and her demon-possessed daughter that day. They didn't want to be anywhere around it. We don't want to be around it. We don't want to be around those that are vexed that way. It's a fearful thing. It's something we don't understand. It's a problem that we cannot fix. They come and go among us and you know they've got a deep problem. And the only thing you can say is, God, have mercy. He's the only one that can have mercy, that will show mercy. And it was up to her to call upon the one that gives mercy. You see, if anybody's ever going to get help in their situation, they are going to have to see, I need His mercy. I need mercy from Him. I need help from Him. She said, Lord, help me. I need mercy help. I need mercy help is what I need today. You need mercy help, Mama. That's what you need today. Jesus is your greatest need. Amen. Jesus is what you need, who you need in raising your children right, getting your kids in the right direction, getting them the right help. It's Jesus that your children need. It's children that wind up in this shape that parents have not brought Jesus to them. Maybe she had took them everywhere else but to Jesus. But now she's where He is. Now she's where He is. No doubt she had been everywhere else. She's a woman of Canaan. Came out of the same coasts. She had been all up and down that coast. She cried unto Him. Unto Him. You see, you have to see Him as the way. You have to see Him, only Him, as your hope, as your help, as Lord, as Son of David, the one King that can bring peace. See, that's what the Son of David is supposed to do, bring everlasting peace. Her daughter had no peace. Her home had no peace. She could find peace. She could find it in the Son of David and no one else but the Son of David. He is the way, the truth, the life. O Lord, Son of David. One, singular, not sons, but Son of David. Amen. The only begotten Son of God. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. The one that, as she said, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou Son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Now, I like that she said that the way she did. She didn't sugarcoat it. She didn't say, I've got a little problem that needs fixed. She wasn't worried about being embarrassed about the situation she was in. Listen, if you're worried about being embarrassed, you're not going to find help. But if you're able to come to Him and say, this is a grievously vexed situation. My daughter is grieved. She's in bad shape. She's in a bad way. She's not a good girl anymore. Amen. She's vexed with the devil. Grievously vexed with the devil. Now it's still her daughter. That doesn't change it. She said, my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, mine, my daughter. There's nothing like a mother's love, no matter how much that child gets in the shape that they may get in. That mother is still the mother. That is my child, my daughter, my son. Mama Jesus, he needs to be your Jesus, amen? My Jesus can help my daughter. I need my Lord, my Lord, my King, my Son of David to help my daughter. He answered her not a word. Send her away, they said. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him in verse 25 saying, Lord, help me. Again, recognizing him as Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. Help me. It's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. She said, truth, Lord. She's not mad at one statement that he said. She is faced with truth, and she knew when she came to him that she would be coming to the King of the Jews. Listen, he's not just a Jewish Savior, and she knew that. He's the Savior of the world. Today it's so hard to even know how to say anything to know that you're not going to offend somebody, but I don't know how else to say it. I've heard in my lifetime, people that believe, I've heard Indian men and even black men say that this is a white man's religion. It's not a white man's religion. He's the Savior of the world. He's the King of the world. He's the Lord of the world. Amen. He's not just a white man's Savior. He's a black man's Savior. He's a Jewish man's Savior. He's an Indian man's Savior, Chinese man's Savior, a Russian man's Savior. He is the Savior of the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son His only begotten Son, the Lord, the Lord, the Son of David, the King of Kings, the King of Israel is the King of the world. Amen? That's right. We need to recognize Him in His sovereignty, in His election, that He chose to be that on earth. Amen? King of Kings, reigning from where He wanted to reign. The middle of the earth, the center of everything. A little place called Israel. A little people that nobody seemed to know or recognize. But she recognized truth, truth, truth. Everything He said was truth. She was a dog. She was an outcast, Canaanite, ungodly, worshiper of idols. But now she's come to Him, oh Lord. And she's shown greater faith than most He had seen in Israel. That's where it was at. Her faith. Listen, she looked everywhere trying to find help and mercy and found it in Him. And He had been everywhere waiting for faith from somebody and saw it in her. Are you listening to me? Two people outside of their earthly heritage. Amen? The King of Kings looking for it among the children of Israel found it in a Canaanite woman. And a Canaanite woman found the living God in a Jewish man. Are you listening to me? She knew. She knew. She put all the stigma aside and it mattered not to Him. It was her faith. The dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from the master's tables. And He said, "Oh woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You see, she pressed through the doubt. I'll be honest with you. First time I read this, boy, it looked like it, He wasn't going to help her. First time I ever read it. She spoke to Him. He didn't even say a word back to her. She kept talking. Talked to His disciples. They came to Him. Their recommendation was to send her away. But then she came and worshiped Him. Worshiped Him. Listen, the one thing you can do in your petition to Him, Mom, is just worship Him in it. See, she worshiped Him before she ever got an answer, before she ever thought she'd get help. He was just worthy of worship. When you see Him as worthy of worship, worthy of your adoration, listen, that's the greatest need in your life, Mom, woman. Jesus in your heart, your worship of Him, you were made by Him. Created in His image, like the man. You were made a woman. Made differently. There's a difference between a man and a woman. But they're both made in the image of God. Amen. And He is worthy of your adoration. Worthy of your praise and worship. Whether your problem's fixed or not. Worship Him anyway. Give Him glory. Because He's King. Because He's Lord. Because He is the one that can show mercy, that can offer peace. If you find it, it'll be in Him. It'll be not by getting angry with Him and turning you back and going another way. You're still going to see Him one day. You'll still have to talk with Him. You'll still have to come before Him. He is Lord. See your need. Speak to Him. Come to Him. Stay before Him. Worship Him. Ask of Him. Him. Amen. Don't look nowhere else. Don't even think about no one else. Come to Him. Talk to Him. Seek Him, worship Him, adore Him, call upon Him. I ain't got no answer. Keep worshiping Him, talking to Him, adoring Him. He's your greatest need. He is what you need, everything you need, all you need today for whatever it is that's going on in your life. Whether it's salvation, He's your Savior. Whether it's for your children, He's your helper. The devil got out of that girl that same hour. Nobody would want to think that their daughters got vexed with the devil. Nobody would want to think that. Who would want to think, who would want to have to testify, my daughter's vexed with the devil? That's a hard statement to have to make. But when we recognize the problem before Him, we don't have to tell it to nobody else, but before Him, come to Him in truth. Nothing but truth. Have mercy on me. I'm the one that raised her. I need mercy. Help me. Help me to know what to do for her. Help me to know what to do next or what not to do. Help me. She's doing pretty good just by coming to Him. And she saw, listen, one of the greatest lights she could have ever seen in truth. She made the statement that she did. When she made the statement that she did, that statement alone unlocked her faith, if you want to say it that way. That let her faith be seen by Him. And she, for the first time in her life, had real faith in Christ. Real faith in Him. Faith that knew she was unworthy of Him. You see, that's where we get. That's where a sinner gets sometimes. And even us that are saved, when we come before Him in prayer, many a time we see ourselves, and we should, see ourselves unworthy of Him. But that's faith, that we're still coming to Him. Because if you think yourself unworthy, why would you even come? Why would you even bother? But the fact that you're there, that's faith. Lord, I'm unworthy, but I'm here asking You for mercy. I'm here asking You for help. That is faith. That's enough faith. That's a mustard seed of faith. Amen. That's enough faith to get the devils out of her daughter. That's enough faith to find help, the help she needs. Amen. Jesus is who you need today. He's everything you need. He's all you need. I want you to stand this morning.